Henry David Thoreau's reflections from that tiny cabin in the woods of Concord have inspired droves of writers and naturalists over the years. Thoreau lived by Walden Pond for 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days. His book, Walden, was published in 1854 and went on to become a hallmark of the literary canon. Now, 160 years later, 16 contemporary artists are displaying their responses to the famous transcendentalist in a new exhibition at the DeCordova Museum in Lincoln. WBUR's Andrea Shea paid a visit during the show's installation.
The new show is called Walden Revisited, and curator Dina Deitch says it was inspired by the DeCordova's location, just 2 miles from the famous cabin in the woods.
People would come and visit and be like, oh, you're near Walden, and they would always go on and on and on about how important the book is, the pond is, and the reaction to it.
So, 3 years ago, Deitch started seeking out artists who had something to say about Thoreau's 1854 experiment in simplicity and solitude. She was surprised to find a bunch of them were already making work connected to his writings in Walden.
True believers, skeptics, but everybody taking this legacy seriously.
Deitch brings me over to a video installation. We peer into a small portal to see white, blobby forms floating, almost dancing, to a gurgling soundtrack.
There was a bloom, a jellyfish bloom in Walden Pond in 2010. Made the papers. It was very mysterious. And so Deb floated her wonderful plastic bags to sort of recreate this jellyfish bloom phenomena.
I filmed this with an iPhone camera underwater, trying to find tranquility in the pond.
That's Boston area artist Deb Todd Wheeler. She submerged herself in Walden Pond's waters during a heat wave and watched people policing its banks for trash to maintain its famously pristine landscape. But in the water, she found remnants of plastic bags. Their quiet invasion evokes the jellyfish bloom. Wheeler says she's drawn to Thoreau's ability to slow down, his focus on things, and his descriptions.
When I was a sophomore in high school, I first read Thoreau's Walden, and a light bulb went on and thought, a person can live a life according to an idea.
For his piece titled Thoreau's Desk, Columbus, Ohio artist Michael Mercel used a quote from Thoreau as a starting point. Every sound is music now. In Walden, the writer describes some.
Locomotive whistles, rattling rail cars, cars full of sheep and cattle, the creak of wagon wheels, church bells, steaming kettles whistling. There is also nature sounds, but clearly what he's listening for is whatever's available around him.
Avant-garde composer John Cage was also intrigued by Thoreau's ideas about sound, and Mercel's performance piece is an homage to Cage's connection to the nature writer. Artist Gina Siepel is fascinated by Thoreau's day job as a surveyor around Concord and his friendship with his mentor Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Thoreau's legacy is often thought of as about individuality and solitude, and so I was really interested in the fact that actually much of this came out of an intense friendship and dialogue.
For Walden Revisited, Siepel invited 6 friends to be her mentors, 2 choreographers, 2 other artists, a scholar, a designer, and a natural history curator.
So each of them read Walden, and we had discussions about the book, and then each of them designed a process for me to use in a sort of metaphoric, poetic resurveying of the pond.
Which Siepel executed out on the pond in a boat she built herself.
In a way, the boat was my equivalent of the cabin.
Thoreau also built boats, and Siepel took notes of her observations while floating on the water and turned them into reflective pieces of writing.
Glitter of sunlight on water, rustle of trees in the wind, 2 women on paddleboards, 2 men in a canoe with a silent trolling motor, the churning arms of 2 swimmers.
But some artists in the show critique the romanticized view of Thoreau's experience at Walden Pond. Curator Dina Deitch notes L.A. filmmaker James Benning built 2 cabins, one a replica of Thoreau's.
And the second cabin was Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber cabin. And Ted Kaczynski famously quotes Walden and Thoreau, and it's the darker side of the legacy of a man going out into the woods.
Other participants expressed silly, even creepy sides to that act made so famous by Thoreau. Regardless of how visitors feel about the transcendentalist, the curator, and the artist here hope their Walden Revisited show makes them think a little differently about his legacy and how it's playing out in 2014. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.